The Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God, and I am your host, John Fowler. Hope you're having a great day in West Virginia, raining like cats and dogs. I wonder where that came from. I have no clue. Hey, do me a favor. I say this every day. Download the app. Gives you access to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, music, preaching, and teaching, some of the best this side of heaven. You say, well, you're bragging on yourself. No, there's Pastor Jay Mace from 10 a.m. to noon Eastern. John Sandy, 4 to 6 Eastern. This is every day. Southern Gospel Music, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern every day. You can't beat it. Some of the best. And glad to have you tuned in. And we're talking about watching me fail. That's the title. Not actually me failing, but watching me fail. I talked to a fella last night, and he had moved from Florida to West Virginia. And his wife had cheated on him. And his wife, they were married many years, 22 years, and his wife cheated on him. And so they got a divorce because of it. He moves back to West Virginia from Florida. So what happened was they have a son. And a few years after their divorce, she commits suicide. And so the son at age 15 was starting to downward spiral. And so he said, I remember seeing my son at the foot of my bed smoking marijuana, smoking a joint. He says, I am sitting here watching my son fail, and I have to do something about it. He said, the way I live my life and the way I've lived my life in front of my son, It's the blame of me, he said, if I fail him. And I thought, wow, what an awesome testimony. And this guy's not even a Christian. He said, I don't even know why I'm telling you this. And I said, well, I'm a pastor. And he said, I need to get this off my chest. And he did. And so we sat down and talked about it. And so that's how this podcast got its title, Watch Me Fail, because there's people around us that are failing, and we're sitting there watching them fail. And, you know, failing in life can manifest in many ways, spiritually, physically, emotionally, and financially. But what we have to understand as Christians, we are called to offer support and encouragement to those that are struggling, not gossiping about them by saying, well, you know, I knew they weren't going to make it. You know, they go to the altar all the time and you know, they still have that addiction, still have that struggle. Well, I've said this many times. I think I'm going to get a t-shirt that says this. The Lord gave it to me one time. You're stronger than you think you are. And Galatians chapter 6, verse 2 says, bear ye one another's burdens. So fulfill the law of Christ. That's what that scripture says. So when someone that we know is failing, our responsibility is to help them and to show them the hope of Christ and to guide them in love, not being judgmental, but also our actions should reflect the grace of God that He would want us to have for people. And so, you know, I will tell you this, and I've been cussed out, I've been chewed out, I've been yelled at from people that I know that are hooked on drugs or alcohol. But it's not that I'm mean to them, but it's I address the situation with them and say, hey, you've got to do something about this. You have children and you're acting like this. You know, what are you doing in your life that you don't think that it affects anybody, or you don't think that it affects you, but it really is. So we have to pray for those who are failing and ask God to guide you to help them, you know, mentor them, because often words of encouragement, sitting down with a cup of coffee or a glass of tea or just a hamburger and just sharing with that person to help them and to get through it. Because let me tell you something, everybody goes through something, and we need to understand that you are not alone when you're going through this. Find somebody that you can talk to, that you can bear your burden. I mean, this guy just absolutely unloaded last night. I mean, he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this. I don't know. He said, I haven't talked about this in years. And he says, I feel better now. And I thought, well, praise God. There are kingdom connections out there. People, just by saying, how are you doing? And I know that's a loaded question. But just by saying, how are you doing, can change the life of somebody. And that's what we're supposed to do. Now, here's what the church does. Now, straighten your halo, because this is what the church does. The church judges many people. The church feels like that it has a responsibility to be a fruit inspector. Well, that is just not what we're supposed to do. Yes, we understand that we're known by the fruit that we bear. And if you're not bearing fruit, then, I mean, there's no judgment about it. You either are or you're not. But so we need to avoid judging one another and loving one another, because everyone will experience a difficult or a failure season of some kind where you just are tripping over yourself and you just can't seem to get it right. So when others fail, our responsibility is to make a significant difference in their lives. And James 5:16 says, confess your faults one to another, pray one for another, that ye may be healed. And this scripture highlights the power of prayer and also community in addressing failures. Instead of ignoring someone's struggle, we need to get in there with them, not and do the same struggle, because the Bible does tell us that we are to restore those, and but to also be careful that we do not fall into the same temptation. We should actively work to uplift them. Not only that, holding people accountable, it's a wonderful thing. It's a hard thing to do, to advise, and to simply be present in somebody's life to help them. Sometimes, and here's the thing that we have to be careful of. Don't talk too much. Listen to what people are saying. Don't give them a one-all fix. Listen to what they're saying, add little comments in between, and then listen to them so that you can hear and understand, so that you can make a good assessment of what's going on in their life. So, and to pray for those that are in a situation where they feel like they're failing or they're struggling. Ask God to guide their steps. Be that resource of accountability that offers counsel. And I know there are some people that will eat up every bit of your time. They'll say the same story. They'll tell it over and over and over, and you don't feel like that you're getting any progress with them. Well, sometimes you may be the one that starts the process, but then you may hand them off to somebody that may be more familiar about that particular addiction or that particular problem. You know, remember, there's only a certain amount of people that we can help. And I've never done drugs, so it's hard for me to help people that, you know, have. But I know people who have done drugs, and God has delivered them. So that's the people that you want to get them to. And also, sit down with them during the handoff. You know, like for an example, if you're having lunch with this guy and you want to introduce or you want to introduce him to somebody I think who can help you, stay for lunch. Don't just pawn them off and walk away. You know, people want to make sure that you care about them before you can help them. Feed them. You know, there's an old saying that it's hard to tell a hungry person about Jesus, but when you feed them and you've got their belly full, then you can talk to them about what's going on in their life. So handle your own failures also, because every one of us goes through and trips up at some point. Proverbs chapter 24:16, it says, for a just man falleth seven times and riseth up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. So when we fall, we have to turn to God for strength and grace and wisdom, because, I mean, we've got to have help from him. And remember that failure is not the end. It's a stepping stone of growth and learning and an ultimate victory with Christ. So we need to acknowledge our failures, acknowledge when we do things wrong, acknowledge when we're carnal. We have that carnal nature. See, your flesh wants to do wrong all the time, but your spirit man is the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead that dwells inside of you. You have rivers, the Bible says, of living water flowing from you, which is the Holy Spirit's God. So seek forgiveness from him when you acknowledge your failures, and get someone to help you through the process and learn from your experiences. Look, experiences can leave scars, but you can also learn from those and ask for God's guidance and avoid repeating the same mistake. You know, how many times do you pray, Father, forgive me for what I did? And then the next day, Father, forgive me for what I did. Remember that our failures should not define you. You know, the woman with the issue of blood, we do not know her name, but we know she was the woman with the issue of blood. She was defined by the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, there goes Eunice down the street. She's been married 10 times. Well, that defines her. Well, there goes Leroy down the street. Well, he's been a drunk for years. Okay, that defines him. We should be defined as children of the Most High God. So remember that our failures should not define you, but God's grace is faithful. Amen. And he loves you and he cares about you. So listen to somebody when they're hurting, because they need you. And sometimes you'll be in that same boat where you'll need help. Here's what you do. You say, Father, I need help today. I cannot seem to get this right. Or I'm hurt, or I'm struggling. I'm going through a difficult time. Well, if you prayed that prayer today, God's going to help you. And if you're not saved, here's the thing. Don't become a fair-weathered Christian. So what do you mean by that? Well, God, I'll serve you if you fix this problem. Don't ever make a deal with God like that. Serve him no matter what happens. And here's how you serve him. You begin by saying, Father, forgive me of my sins. Come into my life and live. Use me for your kingdom, glory, and honor. If you prayed that prayer today, your name is written in heaven. Angels are having a party on behalf of you. Get in a Bible-believing church. We have three on the East Coast. We have the Pulse Gassaway, the Pulse Winston-Salem, the Pulse Winfield, and we would love to have you at one of our campuses. Jesus loves you and he cares about you. And also, download the app so you can get the Word of God inside of you on your Android or your Apple device, the Pulse WV Live, free of charge, courtesy of the Pulse WV Live. Well, we appreciate all those that give to this ministry. I say this every day, but we appreciate the ones that you want to start giving and you're praying about it, but you just don't know how to do it. Well, here, let me show you three different ways. Text the word Pulse, text, T-E-X-T. That's all you have to do. You don't say that word. I'm just saying text it, Pulse, P-U-L-S-E, to 1-304-244-3187. Go to thepulsechurch.com and give through PayPal. Mail your love gift to P.O. Box 141, Gassaway, West Virginia, 26624. Have a great day, everybody. Thanks for listening and watching the Pulse WV Live, a network that beats to the heart of God.